We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, October 24th, 2025. Come celebrate Pride in the Fall with CU's annual Pride Fest this weekend. Unlike other cities, CU hosts their Pride Fest in October, allowing students that would normally be off campus during Pride Month to celebrate. Starting at 1 p.m. tomorrow, a parade will kick off in downtown Urbana along with a festival from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Created by Uniting Pride, the festival will include arts and crafts, educational programs, family programs, and drag shows. For students and residents that are 19 years or older, the City Center, located at 505 South Chestnut Street, will be holding drag extravaganza tomorrow at 9 p.m. Local legends such as Spank Knightley, Seduction Carrington, Karma Knightley, and Deshaun Carrington will be performing. Stealing the spotlight, RuPaul's Drag Race and King of Drag stars such as Bruno, Candy Muse, Hershey Liquorjet, Joella, and King Molasses will also be performing. Tickets can be found at unitingpride.org. For those with little ones, the Phillips Recreation Center is hosting a youth and family pride party today from 3:30 to 6 p.m. with face painting, balloons, and Kona ice. Come celebrate the fall weather and pride this weekend. Zooming out, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier were arrested Thursday for rigging poker games and sports bets as part of schemes backed by the mafia. 30 others were arrested along with Billups and Rozier. Next, President Donald Trump pardoned Zhengpeng Zhao Thursday. Zhao is founder of Binance, the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world. He has been previously arrested for not stopping criminals from using the platform to move money. In Northern Ireland, the only British soldier on trial for the Bloody Sunday killings of 1972 was found not guilty of murder and attempted murder yesterday. In the Bloody Sunday killings, British soldiers killed 13 unarmed Catholic civil rights protesters in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Moving to France, a group of thieves entered the Louvre Museum in Paris and stole 9 of the Napoleonic jewels Sunday. The heist lasted 7 minutes, during which the thieves entered through a window on the second floor balcony and fled the scene on motorcycles. Lastly, a chunk of suspected space debris was found in the Pilbara region of Australia Monday. Officials suspect that the debris was part of a rocket, though its origin has not yet been determined. Finally, in the world of sports, the number 23-ranked Fighting Illini will travel to Washington looking for a much-needed win. Illinois is coming off a bye week after a painful non-competitive 34-16 loss to the number one team in the country, Ohio State. Senior quarterback Luke Altmyer passed for 248 yards along with a touchdown and an interception. Washington is coming off a 24-7 loss against Michigan, where they could not get their prolific offense going. Senior running back Jonah Coleman rushed for 50 yards and a touchdown for their only score of the game. Star Washington sophomore quarterback Demond Williams Jr. had 3 interceptions, and Illinois will look to force him into similar mistakes again. Kickoff is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. tomorrow and will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network. Both teams look to keep their playoff and Big Ten hopes alive in an elimination game with monumental stakes on the line. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Faith Routley, Zaina Qureshi, and Joshua Applebaum. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.